Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Carol Beattie, who is Secretary of the Maryland Department of Disabilities. And Carol's here today to talk to us about all the various things that the department is doing for folks with disabilities, especially including employment and various things to help folks get jobs and keep jobs. So, Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you. I know you're so busy. I know you're busy because it takes a while to get you. And that's good. As I mentioned before the show, when we were talking, as a taxpayer, I like to see my public servants as busy as you are. So I appreciate it. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the department?
Yeah, sure. I'd be glad to. The Maryland Department of Disabilities is a cabinet-level department focused on disability policy, bringing best practice to the state, and enhancing services and opportunities for people with disabilities who live in our state, children and adults. It was created back in 2004. Prior to that, it was a coordinating office, and Governor Ehrlich campaigned. One of his campaign issues was increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities and increasing opportunities in general, housing, and so forth.
Right.
And so when he became governor, he went to the legislature and he proposed a bill that would create this department at the cabinet level. It's interesting. It is the only one of its type in the United States.
Really?
Yes, it is. And it really is unique also in that the secretary or the deputy secretary must have a disability. And so it really kind of puts your money where your mouth is. And I think that that came from the community of people with disabilities who advised the governor at the time as to what they wanted this department to do and to be.
And right, and to be therefore close to the community.
Absolutely. So as we have kind of grown over the years and changed to meet the needs of people with disabilities in our state, we have become really what I always see as that connector between other state agencies, the bigger ones who determine eligibility, provide the funding, determine the regulations, and the community itself. And so we are fairly trusted, I think, in our disability communities throughout Maryland. They feel comfortable picking up the phone and contacting me or contacting one of our staff to let us know what the issues are in their community and what they want to see us working on and to improve services.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. How can someone get in touch with you?
You can call us at 410-767-3660. Or you can contact us through our website at www.mdod.maryland.gov, and that's G-O-V.
Wonderful. And voice? TTY?
Yes, we do have a TTY number, and I'll get that to you.
I actually have it right here,
do
Carol.
You? Thank you.
It's 1-800-637-4113. That's 1-800-637-4113.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you, I've been working with the department for a long time now, and you folks are trusted in the community as a great source of resources and information and assistance. And it helps make the nonprofits and the other local agencies help people better. And that's what really we want to see.
For the department also, we are advised by the Maryland Commission on Disabilities. And that commission is made up of 22 people. All of them either have a disability or represent or work with the population or have a keen interest in people with disabilities and the services that are available to them. They really advise our department and help us also to stay connected.
Right. And your job as secretary is not only to connect, but to do everything else.
Yeah. And my job primarily as secretary is to advise the governor and his staff, our administration, on what are the important issues to people with disabilities. And it also is to work with the other state agencies in terms of my colleagues, the cabinet members. We have several different projects going on with several different agencies. So it's my honor and privilege, really, to work with the governor's great team. He has assembled a wonderful team, very collaborative, and I have not had one person say no to me around an idea that we've brought to the table.
That's wonderful.
So that's connecting role that we have mm-hmm. within our agency to have really good, solid, reputable relationships with our sister agencies.
So you're really their consultant and an advocate.
Yeah, I've had one of my first experiences was with working with one of our other departments was the Department of Labor Licensing and Regulation, and mm-hmm. we were helping with creating a response to a federal grant for employment opportunities for people with disabilities. And I remember quite vividly a moment when the person at Dollar, which is their abbreviation, said, "Secretary Beatty is our subject matter expert on this, so we're going to go with their idea." And it was, it was a kind of an aha moment for us.
That's exactly
what we are, is the disability subject matter expert within state government.
Yeah, and much needed, and much needed. And Maryland's to be, and former Governor Ehrlich's to be commended for starting it, because that it shows, and it's much needed out there, especially, I would think, aside from everything else, in the area of unemployment.
Yes, yes. We have made, I think, as a nation and a state, great progress in implementing the Americans with Disabilities Act, which, by the way, we just celebrated the 28th anniversary of a few weeks ago. However, unemployment and underemployment for this population has not been improved to the same extent. So we still have in our nation and quite possibly in our state twice as high unemployment rates for people with disabilities as the typical population. So we have, as a department, has focused a great deal of energy and resources mm-hmm. on that topic over the course of this administration. And in fact, last October, Governor Hogan created an executive order to designate October as Disability Employment Awareness Month in the state of Maryland. But it's not just a month. In his executive order, he created a number of expectations for both the Maryland Department of Disabilities as well as other state agencies to talk about this mm-hmm. and bring resources to the table about this issue year-round.
Yeah, there's a lot of things connected with employment.
Yes.
And especially for people with disabilities.
Yes, yes.
They need assistance.
Right.
They need assistance in one type or the other, and it varies.
Right,
too,
it varies.
Considerably.
Right. And I think one of the areas that we are focused on is employer engagement. Mm-hmm. And how do we educate employers to realize that this is a community and a population of potential employees in a time when we have very low unemployment and employers are really looking for good employees. This is a group that has long proven itself as wanting to work, being very dedicated to the work that they do, are interested in career advancement, are willing to do different types of jobs mm-hmm. in order to get the experiences. Mm-hmm. And so we're really focused on that. And recently we worked with Maryland Public Television to create a video which highlights the experiences of employers who have done a great job of employing a diverse workforce.
That's a good model.
And we're finishing up the video soon, and it will be available. We'll have it on our website, and people can just use it as they would like to.
Great.
We are also always willing to come out and talk with groups, or mm-hmm. If a group is having a celebration around employment or celebrating employers, we're willing to be there and to assist them with that.
And they would get in contact via the telephone number?
Yes, they would. Mm-hmm.
The 410-767-3660. Or going to the website mdod.maryland.gov.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. And I know that the complexity of employment is that for people with disabilities, technology really enters into it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We have found that technology, especially currently and as we move into the future, technology is really an equalizer for mm-hmm. people with disabilities. It allows them to do tasks that maybe they couldn't have done without. So or allows them to work from home, have a business, start a business from home, all of those things. And so we are really focused on that within our Maryland Technology Assistance Program. And what MTAP is every state in the United States has a grant from the federal government to increase knowledge and use of technology for people with disabilities. And in Maryland, mm-hmm. it falls within our department. We have a wonderful crew who are experts around technology at every level, whether it be low-end technology or low-key technology. Somebody with a physical disability that might need assistance with eating or fixing meals or whatever, mm-hmm. tools to help them with that through, very complex screen readers for people who are blind and low vision, and everything in between. And so we have a lending library that anybody can come to. We also have experts within the MTAP program that can come out and talk to groups.
Wonderful.
And bring a variety of technology so that they can show it, people can try it. We have going back to the library, people can also take a loan mm-hmm. on a piece of equipment. And so they can come, they can try it out there, they can take it home for a while and try it out there, or take it to work and try it out there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, yes, and so they're not investing in a very expensive piece of equipment and it not work for them. So,
yes, that's something for folks listening to the show.
Absolutely.
I mean, that before you spend that $200-$500, whatever it is, give the department a call and find out when and how and where. Because I guess you folks tend to be flexible in the way you work with folks, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, uh-huh. We will do almost whatever we have to do. I mean, we will do whatever
have
to do and almost anything in order to get people access to this equipment so that, because we just realize it's going to enhance employment opportunities. It will assist young people who want to go to college, mm-hmm. and it will also make living in the community easier. It will make participating in people's communities possible for them.
So, right. And it's a form of economic development for all of us.
Absolutely.
Because it's helping a number of, as you mentioned, employers get a very, very, very good employee.
Absolutely. Right.
How many folks do we know that were hampered for a long time, that had great education or training just because they couldn't get a ride to work or they couldn't operate a keyboard?
Yes, and we are meeting young people today who have very significant disabilities, who, because of technology, has gone through high school, gone to college, gone on to professional careers. And so it is possible. And we want people with all disabilities to know that, that resources are out there for them. And if they don't know how to find them, to give us a call.
Wonderful. We're almost out of time. Secretary Beattie, could you give us, please, that contact information one more time for the Maryland Department of Disabilities?
Yes, we are at our website is at www.mdod.maryland.gov. Our phone number is 410-767-3660. And I would like to say that we are very present on social media. We have a very vibrant Facebook page and Twitter page, and so please look us up there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
A lot of great information for folks. Unfortunately, for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Carol Beattie, Secretary of the Maryland Department of Disabilities, for being our guest today. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Oh, thanks so much.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.